But the same thing that Copernicus and Galilei said, so is mentioned by Rav Moshe and Rosh Hashanah. You can check up on it. It's on the Gemara Daf Chof Dalet Chol Michses Haaretz. So the Rav Moshe says that the earth revolves around the sun. So then the Ochonir points out, even though the Rambam says the contrary, but many Rishonim say like Copernicus, that the earth revolves around the sun. And it is interesting that the Maharal Miprog in Nisiv Yudalet, in Nisiv Eselon, Nisiv Atoro, Perit Yudalet, so he discusses the importance of studying Chochmas Eilam, and he says that one, that every Jew should study Chochmas Eilam, because Chochmas Eilam emanates from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. How can one have a negative attitude towards Chochmas Eilam? And the Gemara says, in Gemara Chodom Yish Chochmas Agoyim Tamim. And when one sees Chochmas Chachmas Eilam, he has to say, Brache, how can we have a negative attitude towards Chochmas Eilam? The Maharal Miprog says that. So the Maharal Miprog says, you see, there is one great scientist, he doesn't mention his name. Why he doesn't mention his name, I don't understand. But he means Copernicus. And he knew Copernicus, he corresponded with Kepler and Copernicus. He was a contemporary of Kepler and Copernicus. So he said, through his Chochmah, so he discovered that the whole system is different than what people thought until him. He means that the earth revolves around the sun. So Maharal Miprog himself agreed with the Copernican theory that the earth revolves around the sun. And then the Zohar Parsha Vayikra, as the old Rav points out, so mentioned that the Zohar Ibn Esri Kashe, Be'oretz Lo'ir Remedes, how did Be'oretz Lo'ir Remedes? But the earth revolves around the sun, so how did so the Zohar gives a teretz. All right, I don't want to mention the teretz. It's too deep. First of all, I don't understand the teretz. So, but the Zohar is that Kashe. So I think that the expression of Hanig ben Minag de Acheretz is based upon the premise that the earth revolves around the sun. So what does it mean the earth revolves around the sun? So the earth makes two motions. In the course of a year, it completes a revolution around the sun. And each day, it revolves around its own axis. So Hanig ben Minag de Acheretz, I'm not saying it's a drashe, I'm saying it as a loche. I think that's the pshat. So Hanig ben Minag de Acheretz means act out b'yosafta digonecho. Hanig ben Minag de Acheretz, act out the practice of the earth. What does the earth do? Makes two motions. One motion it completes in the course of a year. It's a revolution around the sun, and every day it revolves around its own axis. A human being too has to make two revolutions. First of all, he has to make a slow revolution around the sun, around all the branches of wisdom. Of course, the central branch of wisdom is Chochmas HaTorah, that's the Neyam Arovi, but he has to make a revolution around the other branches of wisdom too, the sun, the shed light, all the chochmas emanate from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. In Gemara Chodom, yesh chochma bagoyim istamim. Istamim. So, and then there is the other one, that's Yishuvayu. Now, the Rambam says, Rabbi Shechter, do you grant me a number of minutes of grace? I want to know.
As long as the Rosh Hashanah wants.
Okay, fine. But you say it with Tzenichah Ateh.
Yes.
Okay, fine. I'm not going to take advantage of your generosity, but just a few minutes. Now there is a Mishnah in Makkos. Maya Rishus, of Kol Rishus, Yotzo Abba Makkos Nei, Barab Redes Talmidei, Ushli Arbezden Shehiko. What does it mean, Abba Makkos Nei? If he hits his son in the course of teaching Torah. So then, and Bishayi, if he kills him, he's potter of goes. Or if he rebbe in the course of teaching Torah, so he kills the Sheyeg, the Talmud, he's potter of goes. And the Gemara says that it's not only true of Makkos Nei or Talmidei in the course of teaching Torah, but also if he's Hilik as Nei as Talmidei in the course of teaching an Umnes, because Umnes is also a mitzvah. And the Rambam paskens it in Perek Hei, Mihilches Ritzeach Ushmeras Nefesh, Habein Shehorak Esodi Bishgobo Goyle, Vichinov Shehorak Es Bnei Geir Al Yodei, Vamedvo Mamurim Bishehor Gishaloi Bishaslimut, Oy Shoyim Lamdi Umnes Achere Shemitzorich Lo, Avo Nisa Bnei Kedi Lamdi Teiro Oy Chochmo Oy Umnes Umei Spotter. So the Rambam says, Avo Nisa Bnei Kedi Lamdi Teiro, Teiro, Umnes, everybody knows, Chochmo. Couldn't say that he means Chochmah Satero because he mentions already Torah. So what does Chochmah mean? Chochmah means Chochmah Seila. Obviously it means Chochmah Seila. So where is the mitzvah? So the Tzotnas Paneach in Yitzhuve, it's not in the regular Sefer of Tzotnas Paneach, but it's a special Tshuve that was printed in the Torah journal in Israel, Mayon. I have it written down, I mean which Mayon it is. So there the Tzoftes Paneach says that it's the mitzvah of Hanig ben Minag d'Acheretz, the Yosafta Gonecho, Hanig ben Minag d'Acheretz. So, and then the Tzoftes Paneach, Yosef Rosen, mentions a Mechilta in Parshas Bey, at the end of Parshas Bey. So there the Mechilta says, Ho of Chayeb Lilamid es Bnei Toiro Beumnes. Then Rabbi Akiva Imeir, Af Michuyov, Lilamde Lashiti Bimayim. So that's mentioned in the Mishnah, in the Gemara in Dushin also. But then that's Rabbi Akiva. Rebbe Imeir, Af Michuyov, Lilamde Yishuv Medino. Yishuv Medino, and Yishuv Eilom, the Sainach. So this Frozen says, that's Chochmah. So that's a mitzvah. In other words, why is Umnes a mitzvah? So the Gemara in Gdushin says, Mitzei Chayim Misha Asher Arafto. So, in Bisho Mame Shakos Midaber. So, made Umnes, teach an Umnes to your son, together with Meron God the son, Tishem Shem Chuyeb, Lilamde, Lelasie Yisho, Kach Mechuyev Lelamde Yunis, Vim Bitora Akos Mitabeir, Reichai Nisho Asher Aftor. So Yisho symbolizes Torah, because Torah is compared to Yisho. So Lameid Unis, Lebincho Kmoishe Mechuyev, Lelamed Ez Neteiro, Kach Mechuyev, Lelamed Ez Neunis. So there is a mitzvah to teach an Unis. Why is an Umnes important? Why is an Umnes important? So it's not to make a living. It's not just to make a living. Of course, it's important because Umnes is one element in their hearts. What is their hearts? Anything that is conducive to Yishuv Hamdino and anything that is conducive to his own fulfillment, so comes within their hearts. And of course, an Umnes, if a person does not have an Umnes, he does not have a job, he does not have a living, he does not make a living, even if he gets enough from relief. Sometimes you can get more when you are on relief than when you have a job. Some doctors from Israel told me that those who live on relief in the United States make out much better than the doctors in Israel. So, So even if a person has the means to live, let's say he has a shvel gives him ibike kest. There is such a thing. There are many shvels who give ibike kest. It's something 50 years ago I didn't know, I mean, but it's actual door. Today there are many shvels who are looking dafke for a son-in-law who will take, accept ibike kest. And they are looking for it. So then there is no daigis for Moshe, but couldn't say that someone who lives on ibike kest all his life and doesn't do anything else, that he realizes self-fulfillment. So the union of bundes is not just in order to make a living. You see, Rabbi says that even if one is a terrific businessman, that the father is still mechuyev to teach him an emunah. But I think that in business you can make much more money than an emunah. A businessman is able to make more money than a carpenter anytime. So still, Rabbi Yudeh, we don't pask like Rabbi Yudeh. We pask like Tanakami. But Rabbi Yudeh says he must teach him an emunah. Why? Because it's not just a question of being able to make a living, otherwise he'll have to live on charity, he'll have to beg, he'll become a pauper. Even if he doesn't have to become a pauper, even if he gets enough money from relief. So there is no self-fulfillment. So Hamid ben Munag Darachayatz means that he has to be engaged in everything that is conducive to the upbuilding of the Medina. Yishuv Medina, Yishuv Ayom, and everything that is conducive to his own upbuilding, to his own self-fulfillment. So, now, I try to midalik al horen and mikafis al agvois. Now, I said that the halachic justification for Torah Mabel as the goal for Yeshiva University can be discussed from the point of view of five prerogatives, five perspectives. Perspective number one, the study of Mada as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Mada is necessary as a medium towards the attainment of Avos Haberi. That was discussed already. Perspective number two, the study of Mada as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Mada is conducive to Yishuv for Elom or Yishuv Medina or the upbuilding of the world. That was discussed already. Perspective number three, the study of Mada as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Mada is necessary as a medium towards self-fulfillment or self-upbuilding. That was discussed already. Now two more perspectives have to be discussed. Perspective number four, the study of Mada as a supplement or complement to Torah can be justified on the basis of the fact that the study of Mada is essential for a full understanding of the Torah and for the application of the halacha to the numerous and multifarious vicissitudes of life. It goes without saying that in order to be able to pass the shaila in electricity, you have to be versed in at least the rudiments of physics. In order to pass the shaila in pikuach nefesh, whether an operation should be performed, should not be performed, so one has to be versed in the rudiments of biology or physiology, I mean, and so on. He doesn't have to be a big scientist, but he has no. If somebody is a goyen and has a mind like Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, so without studying the rudiments of science, so if he just hears a scientist explain to him in half an hour, he'll grasp it. But not everybody has the mind of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. So in order to understand the mitzvahs, he has to study science, otherwise he will not be able to pass shailas in pikuach nefesh. So that is what the Rambam meant when he said, Nilkechu kirakoches, uki tapoches, uki eifes liteo. So that's perspective number four. What is perspective number five? Kil haris es ha'amin v'sasorim es yofio ki tevas mari. I think that when the Gemara in Shabbos says kol mi sheyidea kol sheyidea lechashe v'tkufis u'mazolis ve'in in lechashe Rabbi Shechter, I think in another 10 minutes I'll be finished, okay? There's the Pesuk in Yishai. And then he says that it's mitzvah to be mechashiv with kufis mazoleis because ki yichoch maschem u'binaschem le'inam. And the Rambam, in the Tshuva to Rav Yenis Nakel, so he has reference when he says La'aris amin v'sasorim es yofio ketivas marayim. So he has reference to this Gemara, ki chochmaschem u'binaschem le'inam. So it is interesting. Rabbi Azariah Figo is one of the Delei Aposkin, the Machaber of Gidulei Trumo, in his Sefer Bino Le'itin. So he says, true that Gemara says that mitzvah lechashiv tkufis mazoles, it's a mitzvah for mitor, for lomditor, to be versed in the sciences in order to be able to inspire the nations of the world with the beauty of the Torah, in the Torah. But the Gemara mentions the passage of ki chochmaschem u'binaschem le'inam, but the Torah says in that passage ushmartem v'asisem ki chochmaschem u'binaschem le'inamim asher yishmiu nes kol hachukim eile v'yomru rakam chochom v'novin hagoy agodel hazeh. So the Torah emphasizes the element of ushmartem v'asisem. So it is not just by being versed in the sciences, so we'll be able to inspire the nations of the world with the beauty of the Torah. We'll be able to inspire the nations of the world with the beauty of the Torah if the study of nature will be a tool to ushmartem v'asisem, if it will lead to an ideal behavior pattern. So then, it's ki chochmaschem u'binaschem le'inamim asher yishmiu nes kol hachukim eile v'yomru rakam chochom v'novin hagoy avod mazeh. And this is the reason as to why the Rambam, in the preamble before the Sefer Torah, before Sefer HaMagor, in which he discusses the importance of the study of natural sciences. So in the preambles, he says, Mishaych hasdecho yidecho, v'tzidkoscho v'shalei. When will we be able to inspire the Amim and the Sorim, when will all people, Jew or non-Jew alike, be able to see Rakam Chochom v'Novin Hagoy Hazeh? Not just by Jews being proficient in physics, in chemistry, in biology. Even if Jews will get all the Nobel Prizes in all the fields of science and humanities, but if their behavior pattern will not be ethical, so then people will not say Rakam Chochom v'Novin Hagoy Hazeh. The Umiseilom will say Rakam Chochom v'Novin Hagoy Avod Lazeh. And Jews too will say Rakam Chochom v'Novin Hagoy Hazeh. If Mado, Sefer Mado, will go hand in hand with dedication to Chesed and Tzedek. That's the reason as to why the Rambam mentioned in the preamble to the Seder Atiro, Mishaych hasdecho v'Midecho. Then we'll be able to inspire the Amim and the Sorim. Of course, there is a halachic justification for Torah and Mador. For Torah and Mador is the goal for Yeshiva University. And I can't even understand how anyone can be opposed to the idea of Torah and Mador as a goal for Yeshiva University. But Yeshiva University has to dedicate itself to the Yiseida Yiseideis, the Amuda Chochmeis, Leida Sheyesham Rot Jerishain, the Humamzi Kominzo, the Cholamitsoyim Yishamayim Goretz, the Nimtsi Olamim Tasimotzei. And the Nefoshim point out, why does the Rambam use the expression Yiseida Yiseideis, the Amuda Chochmeis? It's not the Derech of the Rambam to indulge in words. The Rambam always has followed the approach of Leilom Yilami Dodom L'Talmidei V'Losh Nitzor. The answer is because the mitzvah of Onicha L'Shem Rekecho, according to the Rambam, as the Rambam himself points out in Meir Nevuchim, Book 1, Perek Lamed Gimel, implies two things, Emuneh and Chochmeh Yidieh. So, from the point of view of the Munech, so it is the Yiseida Yiseides. And from the point of view of Mador of Chochmeh, it has to be Amuda Chochmeh. So Yiseida Yiseides, the Amuda Chochmeh, Leida Sheyin Shomotsu Rishen, and Torah and Mador have to go hand in hand with dedication to Chesed and to Tzedek. And in conclusion, I would like to tell a certain story about my father, Zechem Lebrach. My father, my mother. The reason as to why I want to mention that story, very simple. Because lately I got some letters from anonymous people. They mean well. So one person sent in to me, anonymously, I don't know who the sender is, but I don't know why he's wasting his money. So he sent in to me a copy of the Birka Shmuel's Tshuva to Harav Schwab about studying in university. I don't know why all of a sudden he sent it in to me, I don't know. Maybe it has to do something with this lecture, I don't know. I don't know. They mean well. There's no doubt that they mean well. Now, I'm also aware of the tshuva of Rav Ober. I knew Rav Ober very well. Whenever he was in Warsaw, he stayed in my father's house. I knew Rav Ober very well as all those who sent in their tshuva to me. And I knew him very well. So I want to mention a certain story. Eschatoyah ani maskir alim. Eschatoyah ani maskir alim. Can't help it. So, when I was a young boy, I was a bookworm. I still am. A bookworm. And I like to read books. So, I started to read Freud. I'm his father, I'm making confession. So I started to read Freud. So then, I read by Freud an essay, The Judgment of King Solomon. You can find it in all the psychological work by Freud. It's in about 20 volumes under the subtitle Beyond the Pleasure Principle. And an essay on the judgment of King Solomon. And there he discusses the dintor that took place before Shlomo HaMelech between the two noshim. The king before Shlomo HaMelech, and they had a tiny. One woman said that she stayed in the same house with another woman, and she gave birth to a child. The other woman gave birth to a child, and then her child was a living child, and the other woman's child died. So then, when she woke up one night, so she noticed that the dead child, who was the child of the other woman, had been placed in her bed near her, and the living child was placed near the other woman. And the other woman said, no, other. The living child is my child, and that child is your child. So Shlomo HaMelech said, they should bring him his sword. So they brought him his sword, and then he said he'll cut the living child into two halves, and the dead child into two halves, and they'll make a chluke. He didn't exactly conform to the halacha of Shneimers and Mitalis Yachleik. That's what Shlomo HaMelech said. So then one woman, the real mother said that, the real mother said, no, let her keep the living child. I don't want the child to be cut in half. And the spurious mother said, no, gamli gamlochli. It's better that way. Let's have the living child cut in half. So Shlomo HaMelech said, the woman who said, no, she doesn't want that the living child should be cut in half, that's the real mother. And the other one is the spurious mother. So Freud writes that people don't understand the real reason for King Solomon's psychoanalysis. He agrees, he appreciates, he admires Shlomo HaMelech's psychoanalysis, but people don't understand that the real reason. So, what is the real reason? People think that Shlomo HaMelech came to the conclusion that the real mother is the one who didn't want that a living child should be cut in half. The real reason as to why Shlomo HaMelech came to the inescapable conclusion that the one who did want that the child should be cut in halves was the spurious mother, because the motive of hatred by far is much stronger than the motive of love. So as far as the reluctance by the real mother to have the child cut into two halves, that's not such a right boy. But the right boy was the fact that woman said, cut a child, a little child, into halves, because the motive of hatred is much stronger than the motive of love. It's not complementary, you know, to human integrity, but this is how it's been. I was very impressed with this essay, very impressed. I felt that this essay is a briska chidush. Of the Brisker folks. Not always does Reb Chaim say there are two dinim. Sometimes there is only one din. But the question is, which din? Some people think that the Brisker approach consists in saying it's two dinim. No, not always. Sometimes there are no two dinim, there is only one din. But the question is, which din? So this, I felt, I was 17 years old, that I felt that this is typical of the Brisker approach. I told it to my mother. My mother was also very impressed with it. So, my mother told me, Aaron, Zog the seatbelt in Tati. Tell it to Tati. So, I was reluctant. So I was reluctant to repeat it to my father. I don't know, to my mother I wasn't reluctant, but to my father I was reluctant. Why, I don't know. I mean, I have to psychoanalyze myself. So I said, but we can also do something Tati Weiss as Freud is not curious. My father knew very well, because my father read the Yiddish paper. He didn't read the New York Times, but he read the Morgen Journal every day, from cover to cover, every day, because he was interested in current events. So, by reading the Morgen, I also found out about Freud's book on Moses and monotheism. So he knew that Freud was an Epicurus and that he wrote all kinds of nonsense. So I was reluctant to tell my father this Yechidushitera by Freud. I felt uncomfortable about it. So my mother said, "Was?" I said, "The Rambam, the Mont Aristotle is Zechnisch Menke Meinen." Es kann mir der Mono war, sagt er, wie du sagst, Kabele, so ein Messen mich auch. Anyway, my mother told me to tell it to my father, so I had to do it. But I postponed. Then, a few days later, a certain person, I'll mention his name because I'm only going to mention good things about him, not Chas v'Sholem bad things, so it will not involve an Yisrael Floshinor. There was, 50 years ago, there was in New York a certain person whose name was Dr. Rosenzweig. He was a very interesting person. In his young days, he was a Talmud in Slabotki, and he was a good Talmud in Slabotki, because when Renot Yirsch, the altar of Slabotki, sent a group of Mitzionim from Slabotki to Rabitza Lepanevizher, so this Dr. Rosenzweig was among the boys that Renot Yirsch, the Mashgiach of Slabotki Yeshiva, sent to Rabitza Lepanevizher. So probably was in Tzuyen, otherwise he wouldn't have sent him to Rabitza Lepanevizher. Now then, he went to Germany and he studied philosophy in Berlin, and then he got a doctorate in philosophy, and he became an assistant to Hermann Kohn, the philosopher. And he was a real king, of course, Yishin Alochas B'Cholyei, he was a very remarkable master, but a real king, and a big Shin Alochas. He always learned. He was not a Gotel B'Teyot, but he was Yishin Alochas, a big Ventor, Baltor B'Teyot. And he taught Bible in the college here in New York. So he happened to, he used to come to my father almost every 2 weeks. He was in Shilas, he discussed, he was a very interesting person. And he even told us, I mean the whole family, that one time Rabbi Meir Simche came to Berlin, he had to see certain doctors, he was in there. So he told Rabbi Meir Simche about Hermann Cohen. So Rabbi Meir Simche said he would like to meet Hermann Cohen. So he arranged a meeting between Rabbi Meir Simche and Hermann Cohen. And what did he discuss, Rabbi Meir Simche and Hermann Cohen? The Rambam about Prilin Yedi Enuchishuv. So then Hermann Cohen was very impressed. He says, he never thought that the Rav is only involved in Torah learning, has such a profound insight in philosophical problems. So he used to visit my father almost every other week. So a few days after this, I read this essay by Freud. So he came to visit. Then he started to talk about this one, that one, Albert Einstein, you know, all kinds. Then he started to talk about Freud. So I found it as an opportune moment, the Shasakesha, to tell my father what he said. As an opportune like this, it was difficult for me to mention it to my father, Zechen Levoach. It was difficult. But I would have done it anyway, but it became easy. When he started to talk about food, so that's the opportune moment. So I mentioned to my father. So my father said, "Sehr gut. Rabbi Rosh Hashanah is pious. This is all of this. Sagi Morin in Marcus." And then, that was in December. And the summer before that, I learned Marcus. So my father says, "Sagi Morin Marcus." I couldn't finish that. So he said, "The end of Marcus." So the Gemara says, "Bishleisha mikemes hoy fiyah ruach hakodesh bibeis medrosha." Once bibeis dinei shalchei, and once when she said tzotko mimeni, and then another, and bibeis dinei shalchei, when Shleimei said you should give the living baby to that mother, she is the mother. So, how do you know? So the answer is, because Bill Hakish, otherwise how could he have known? So he ignores the kashe, So the Gemara is the kasha of why Hakadosh? Maybe without Hakadosh, just with Chochmah. So the Gemara says, no, he couldn't have come to that conclusion just because of Chochmah, because of psychoanalysis. Because Dilma Alumikomar, maybe that woman, the so-called genuine, real mother, was just acting very smartly, sagaciously. Alumikomar. So the Gemara says, no, it couldn't be because of Arumikomar, because the other woman said, no, they should cut the child into two halves. So even without Ruach HaKodesh, so Shlomo could have come to that conclusion, just on the basis of Chochmah. But it's a Kabbalah that Shlomo said it to Ruach HaKodesh, but only because there is a Kabbalah. Otherwise, he could have come to the same conclusion without Ruach HaKodesh, because of the other mother. So the Gemara says so. Freud is right. So he says, and ich hab's gehört von Tatmecht. The story about Reb Chaim. Very interesting story about Reb Chaim. What's the story about Reb Chaim? Very interesting story. Reb Chaim was a Rav in Brisk. So one time, the butcher of Brisk had a shaila about two bulls, and Ratzim Chazelik was known to be the biggest maker in Europe. But here there was such a case that even Ratzim Chazelik couldn't find the head. So Ratzim Chazelik paskened, Reb Chaim paskened. He delegated all the shailas to Ratzim Chazelik. But he agreed with Ratzim Chazelik's father, there's no basis to be matir. You had to be matir with two bulls. And that involved the loss of a few thousand rubles in Tsarist Russia in those days. So Ratzim Chazelik and Reb Chaim thought that when the psak will be given, so the butcher will probably become so angry, he'll start screaming. No, he told me psak, it's straight. So he was mekabel the other psak. There, a few months later, so the same butcher had it in Torah with another person before Reb Chaim, and he lost. But the amount that it involved was much less than the loss involved in the psak by Ratzim Chazelik, the two bulls are trained. So Reb Chaim mentioned the psak. So the butcher started to scream at Reb Chaim, calling him all kinds of names, Gazlan Ritzeach, Sister Harusman, beautiful me. I don't want to translate into English. So, then, nothing. Reb Chaim at first didn't retort back. But then, when he started to keep on screaming at Reb Chaim, Gazlan Ritzeach, and cursed, so Reb Chaim said to him, "This is not a spunning, and give a voice from the desert." That's the story. That was close before Rosh Hashanah. Then Yom Kippur, my father told me the whole story. Then Yom Kippur, my father was then 17 years old, and Reb Elbow was 10 years old, and the older brother of Yisrael Gershon was 20 years old. So, just as everybody was getting ready, you know, for Kippur in the shul, in the Rosh shul, so Reb Chaim said to his children, to the three of them, Nadav ist agil zum Schneiderschen Bismarck, because that butcher governed in the tailor's Bismarck. All right, so they went. What is the kind of people to Schneidisch and Smirch and so? No one knew, but no one dared ask him why. So he went with his three sons to the Schneidisch and Smirch. The reason was because there is halacha that if somebody insulted another person, so before Yom Kippur, he has to ask him here. So since Reb Chaim at the end retorted back to the butcher and told him, Chutzpenik, has spawned the arroz from Bezmishtevo, take it from the yard. So he wanted to ask him a chit. So he came to Shnei Sibis Meresh, and all the Jews, they had the talisim over their heads, and that which also had the towers over his head. So Kapchaim couldn't determine who is that person whom he has to ask me for. Everybody had his towers, so he bent down and he tried to look until finally he found that butcher. So he stopped him and said, Yabidinkt, how shone it got a bitter, or does home in Bezalatmir, or be has gesorgt. Is it there is in Kippur are better by Hachim. So he lifted the talus over his head. And he said to Rabchaim, Meichel, the girl is rich. So Rabchaim said to him in the presence of his three sons, you better Mechil and Nochamor, Zweiten, that the Norris and Meichel sein, and the girl is rich. Gazlan in there. So he said, no, you've missed Meichel. So he said, better hadrit mo. He said, you've missed Meichel. The girl is Meichel, I don't know how it is. So then Rav Chaim said, ich hab ach, schini beten drei mol Mechile, mehr darf ich nicht. Aber er meint, als ich hab ach, beten Mechile, weil ich hab gehandelt, negen der Diener, ich hab nicht gehandelt. Ich hab gerade recht, ich bin von zurück. Ich passiert mir um den Siedeln und Schalten. Aber in Kippur, als man beleidigt an Menschen, darf man beten Mechile. Er führt einen Handelsrecht. Man darf beten Mechile in Kippur. Ich habe gebeten, ich bin mehr. Aber ich bin dienstig, ich weiß, aber ich habe gemacht, ich bin Kippur, ich weiß, was ist. Und die Leute. So dann gab es in Rezelik, so Rezelik was on the verge of tears. Then, on the day after Kippur, he was in Reb Chaim's house, and he was every day in Reb Chaim's house. So he says, he can't understand. He's open-minded. How is it that person, such a chutzpah, such an asespah, in Kippur, he doesn't want to be Michal Reb Chaim, or Reb Chaim stoops down so low, to ask him Michal and all. And the same person, when he got a psak about it. Two bulls that he has to lose 3,000 rubles. He was Mikavida. How can you understand? So Reb Chaim said to him, was it Svakashi? So Reb Chaim mentioned the Gemara Max. You see, that the motive of sinning is much stronger than the motive of love. So the motive of sinning is much stronger than even Abbas Atzmei. So there it was a question of Abbas Atzmei. You know, he was not a very generous person and he liked money. But because of the deen, so he was able to suppress his Abbas Atzmei. His Abbas Atzmei, not Abbas Atzmei, his Abbas Atzmei. But here he was angry at me, not because he lost, because the other fellow won. The leader was in Kass. He was in Kass, weil der andere Baldino gewonnen hat. Nicht, weil hat verloren. Verloren nicht, er ist ein knappe Teil. Aber der andere hat gewonnen. So, ich sagte, ich muss das auch gesagt. Und was hast du das auch in Spiles? So, ich sagte, ich habe in Spiles. Das ist doch, als der See hat uns gesagt, auf Freude, ich habe ihn, wo es der See hat gesagt. So, ich sagte, was ist das als eine Pelle? Freude, hat einen guten Kopf, hat einen Kaffee, wenn es so ist. So, that's the story. Then, Dr. Rosenzweig said, he asked him, and my father did not become angry at me. So I even asked my father. He said, it's all right, was ich hab gut freuen, sagt er, was ist, a gute Sache machen tust, Kabila Sam ist nicht schon. That's what my father told me. So then Dr. Rothschweig asked the child of my father. He said, he heard my father say, Kabila Sam ist nicht schon. He teaches Bible in the college. So he wants to know whether it's all right for him to mention what the Bible critics say. in the course of Bible. He says, of course, I'll refute it. Damashitoshi. So my father said, no, you're not allowed to mention what Bible critic said. And then he told me, Alan, bring me a reef of Sanhedrin. So I brought a reef of Sanhedrin. In those days, so the Shas did not have the reef at the end of it. But there is a special chiddush of reef and Shas. So there was a reef and it's Now, that's one of the main things. Kol Yisrael is from Chelik Rabo, Shenema Vamech Kolom Tzadikim Leilom Yisrael Eretz Neitzem Atoyim Asi Yodo Yisrael. Ve'ilu Eim Shem from Chelik Rabo, Ha'im Eim Tchiyas Ha'meisim Atiyo Vintirim Ha'shamayim Ha'pikiras, Rabbi Tzide Eim Erach Hakir Yisfor Machitim. What is for Machitim? So the Gemara says, Sifrei Zduki. Rabbi Yisif Omar Rabbi Seda Vinsir also knew. So the Reed says, now, by the way, I mentioned it in my meetings, the Miri and Sanhedrin says that when Rabbi Akiva says, Akiva is for Hasim Achiv Abbas, Rabbi Akiva means, if somebody reads Sikri Nini, Zim Achiv Abbas, Has Kishoren, he means if somebody reads for Mahitzenim, if Nishareitze La'olich, La'olich Bidaitom, Hakizeves, if he reads his for Mahitzenim in order to follow them, their paths, and to adapt their views, then it's in Achlam. But if somebody reads for Machitzenim, whether also or not also, but not for the purpose of following their views, then Chas V'Sholem that he should say that he's in Achlam. That's what Miri says. But then the Rif says, Rabachi Deini Rachachiri Bishvon Machitzenim. Tome, Bisifre Nim, Eisom Shepirshu, the Rif, and Sanhedrin. Eisom Shepirshu Hatiro, Nivi Muksubi, Al Pidaiton, Vilo Yisom Ho, Al Medrash Chachon. So what does Sfor Machitzenim mean? Those who explain the Torah, not according to the Das Medrash Chazal. Ki Yeish Bidivreyem Tzad Mimus, Bichol Mokim Shepokho Hamim, Shuvosom Bitzidon, Vatu Dvorim Tevim, Oso Mikhrif. So the Rif says, that those books that interpret the Torah negate Medrash Chazal, even if there is something in the books that is double-take, something that is very good, so you're still not allowed to mention it. You're still not allowed to mention it. So question is, but Kabir is an MS in Nishon Ray, the Rambam mentions in the Kiddush Achille, certain things that he said there are based upon the Chachmei Yovon, and we shouldn't hesitate to accept them just because they were not Jews, they are not Namim, because Kabir is an MS in Nishon Ray, doesn't make any difference who says it, if it's based upon Chachmei. So my father has a question. So why does the Rif say that he was born Tevim, Shebohem also Kreisho. And then the Rif says that those swarim of Pirshu HaTero Nibim Uksidim Al Pidaitom Rehifam Kwal Merash Rachonim So Yeh V'Divrein Tzad Mimus They enforce the Tere Neged Met Rosh Chazal So that Tzad Mimus, that's Mimus Mamesh It's completely Mimus Why does the Rif use the Roshan Yeh V'Divrein Tzad Mimus V'chol mokim shepokhu amin tshuvosom b'tzidom. Now, the Gemara says, in Sanhedrin, that one Zayin, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Elazar ben Meir, Hebishkeilu meteiro, bidam ashutoshet v'abdir. So that means, all the forces say, sometimes it's muter, not even muter, if necessary, to study this deus amin in order to be able what to say, what answer to counteract them, the days I mean. So Omer Rabbi Yechonel, Bamed Vom Amurim, Be'apikiris Achim, Avel, Be'apikiris Yisroel Oy. So Dama Shetoshi, that we are allowed to discuss with an Apikiris, only Apikiris Achim, Apikiris Yisroel Nav, Kolshkin Hippocrates. So my father said, from this week it appears that when Gemara says, Avel, Apikiris Yisroel Oy, it doesn't mean Apikiris Yisroel, if the Jew is an Apikiris, let's say like Freud is a Jew, and he was an Apikiris, doesn't mean that you cannot mention anything that Dvorim Tevim that he said. Why not? Doesn't the Rambam mention Aristotle? Doesn't the Rambam mention Hippocrates? And if Hippocrates was an atheist, Hippocrates writes that nature works by itself without a master, he was an atheist. Still, the Rambam attacked him for his apikosis, but it wasn't a divination. So, just because Freud wrote an apikosis, a sefer of Moses and monotheism, so that's apikosis. But that one thinking that Freud discovered should be studied. There are parts he delved into the intricacies of the depths of human nature, of human psyche. So, but that's only in regard when he says born thinking. Also with Cresson. So it's only in respect to those two kings whose endeavor is to undermine the dishes at all. Aristotle's endeavor was not to undermine the Torah, not his rules, Freud was not clear, but his endeavor, his objective was not to undermine the Torah at all. Some melody, born taking of Freud we have to learn, but the Tukin whose whole endeavor is to undermine the Torah at all, like Bible critics or Talmud critics of all kinds, so that actually born taking also creates some. My father said back to Rosenzweig, so Eib actually born Tevin was his own tormentish lernen, aber has kamo de chamo de born roin, a viele das ist mit Madame Shetoshik, a vada tormentish, and that's what the Gemore, da von Zayn Sanhedrin says, roi shonu ala pichiris akum, aber a pichiris Yisrael, koshkin di pokat fei, di omar ab yechanen, Call mocking she pokwa minu chubosam bitzion. For example, the Min said that according to the Torah, there are many rishuis, because the Torah says, Naser odom bitzal meinu kignusenu velosh rabin, but chubosam bitzion bayas odom bitzal me kignusen. So that means that call mocking she pokwa minu chubosam bitzion. What's the purpose of call mocking she pokwa minu chubosam bitzion? So, and suppose it's not chubosam bitzion? Monetary, if we are not allowed even to argue with this kind of material. So what difference does it make whether Chubosom be Tzidon or not Chubosom be Tzidon? The answer is, if Chubosom had not been be Tzidon, then we could say, he's not there. So that's the way he feels. But the fact that whenever they say something as an explanation of the Torah, so Chubosom be Tzidon shows that they are not objective. Their primary goal is to undermine the Torah. Some melee, we should not even mention it voluntarily. Not because, so Dr. Rosenzweig said, Kabbalah's emes mishomrei, so my father said, Avada Kabbalah's emes mishomrei. But if their primary goal is to undermine the Torah, so it's not emes, it's sheker, it's only misleading, it's deceptively emes. That's why the book says, Tone bisifrenin, eisom shepirshu hatero, nivim uksubim al pidaitom, verisom hal nevash hachomim, ki yeish bidvorim tzadminus. The question arises, why did he say tzadminus? It's minus mamesh. No, even the dvorim tevin. So minus is lurking behind the dvorim tevin, because their whole endeavor is to undermine the issues at all. And this is so true. It made such an impression upon my mind. Because then, when I read about Wellhausen, so I saw that the whole purpose of the Bible was not in order to explain something, you know, with intellectual honesty. It was the Bible criticism was the first step to undermine the Gdusha Sator, and it paved the road for the Nazi ideology. And whether it's Bible criticism or Talmud criticism, is the same thing. Talmud criticism is much more dangerous than Bible. Because Bible criticism, so at least the Catholics will not appreciate it. Talmud criticism, everybody will appreciate it. Everybody! The Catholics will also like it. Cardinal O'Connor will like it. Talmud criticism, he will not like it. Bible criticism. So Bible criticism is not half as dangerous. Is not even half as dangerous as Talmud criticism. Then my father mentioned the Gemore in Sanhedrin Daf Kuvot. The Gemore says in respect to the pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Nunbeis about Deak. So the David says, Gam keil yitotz kol netzach, yachtecho v'yisochacho me'eyal, v'yisherashcho me'eretz chayim salom. The Gemore in Sanhedrin that Kuvot says that the question arose that by Deag, and Deag was a big rabbi in Deag, but Deag, the Rambam mentions in Pirusha Mishneh, in Chum, so he says, Hanim, the Rambam portion is, Ramim, Esau Chachomim, in Pritze Yisrael, Vein Rom Shekoa Sichu Zein Sichlom, Hishkiru Ataydes Mir Nafshesom, Vichol Kol Adasra Lambim Aleim Asholem, Visichlusom, Umarzibin Ambim Bameshinim Yedim Bein Yumo, Veizim Hadas Adoseis, Bimei Adin Kaus Reish, Veakat Hazois, Heikad Deag Vachisefel, Gechazi, Elisho Acheyo Veadeim Elohem, Veadeim Elohem, And then he says, "V'anoshim le'elu also echon shvitosom v'kachomu tiraskiyanim shvitas min la'brizore piti paskusi dili ha'inesech svor tzitkik sifri kusni." Question is, the Rambam wants to mention an example of min. So whom do you mention? Only longer. Deyar, Sefer, Gehazi, Elisha Acher. There were no other person besides. Besides these, the answer is, here the Rambam says, war of Sifri Kisim, my father said, war of Sifri Kisim. In other words, even if he writes Torah, so it is to be considered a Sifri Kisim. That doesn't apply to any other people. Only to that, because he, who on the forest of the Torah, Shaloyal Pinerash Rachomim, whose whole goal is to undermine the vicious at Torah, and that was the goal of the Bible critics, starting with Wellhausen, it paved the road for Nazi Germany. And this is the goal of the Talmud critics. And the fact that they use a fancy name does not change the picture. The whole purpose of Bible criticism and of Talmud criticism is to undermine the vicious Torah. So the Gemara says that they are wanted that he is the Vritor and he was a big one. Should be mentioned in the Bismedrash. So David says, Damkeil Nitotzcho Lenetzach Yachticho V'Yisochacho Me'er that Loilishtoma Dvorov B'Bismedrash. Even the Dvorim Kevim of Bible critics or Talmud critics have no place in the Oyel Shoteo. Now, briefly in conclusion, the goal of Yeshiva University is Torah and Mabel, and I think that Mabel is very broad. It's not to be limited to natural sciences. It includes the humanities and the social sciences and music. I don't think Chas v'Shalom rock and roll music, but lofty music it includes. And so it's the place of Yifusei Shal Yefes Yibor Shein, but there is no place for Bible criticism or Talmud criticism in the Ohr HaShem because of the pasuk Gam Keil Yitotzcho Lenetzach Yachticho V'Yizochacho Me'el V'Shiroshcho Me'eretz Chaim Tzalo. In conclusion, I would like to mention one Maimon Chazal. V'Yivorech Eson Yisroel V'Yenahu Leimeir V'Chol Yivorech Yisroel Leimeir V'Simcho Elikim Kefraim V'Chimash. So Rashi says, Habor liborich et mei, habor liborich et satalmidei, liborich lehem b'ze aloshin, yisimcho elikin, ki Ephraim b'chimash, Ephraim b'chimash. So in other words, here we have aloche. This is the formula of broche that we have to employ. Whenever a father wants to bestow his blessing upon his children, whenever a teacher wants to bestow his blessing upon his disciples, he has to say, b'chol liborich Yisroel emeir, what's so unique about the primary? But I think that the meaning is very simple. Chazal tells us that Ephraim was Philosophy Nosif. He was Mikabel, all the Torah that Yosef HaTzadik was Mikabel from Yaakov Avinu. That Yaakov Avinu in turn was Mikabel B'Smitrosh HaShoshim Yehuda. So he was, I would say, Ephraim was the Rosh Hashiva type, Pope and prototype. Menashe was a worldly person. He knew languages, he knew all the branches of wisdom. He was a professional. Ephraim was I wouldn't say Ephraim was just a Kohenite. He was a Rosh Hashiva, a big Rosh Hashiva. And Menashe was a big professional. Doctor, engineer, everything, linguist, everything. So, before you bore Israel in there, the Simcha Elikim to Ephraim and Menashe. In other words, the endeavor and the goal of Yeshiva University has to be to train Ephraim's and Menashe's mind. Everyone can be an Ephraim. Unfortunately, the Yemes HaMashiach has not arrived yet when it will be the whole B'nai HaMudi HaMashem. So, it's not called B'nai HaMudi HaMashem. But, so, Yeshiva University's goal should be to train Ephraim's and Menashe's. But, when Yaakov Avinu bestowed his blessing upon Ephraim and Menashe, so Sikiris Yodov, like that, what does that symbolize? Sikiris, that means there has to be integration between the training of Ephraim and the training of Menashe. True Ephraim is going to be muscle hero, it will be Terosim Nose, but even Ephraim with muscle hero will be Rosal, will be Rosh Hashiva, but he has to be a little Menashe. If he will not be any Menashe, he will not be versed in Chochmas Elam, he will not know science, he will not know humanity, he will not be able to pass Kishayis properly. Not everyone is a goyim, is a like Hamisha Feinstein, who in half an hour can understand better than a scientist, and he'll certainly not be able to inspire the Amin, the Sorinness, to Laharis Amin, the Sorinness, Yotio Ketevus Mari. In order to be able to inspire other people in the beauty of Torah, he himself has to be proficient in the sciences and in the arts, and he has to be educated. Otherwise, he will not be able to inspire or Amin v'asorim with the beauty of the Torah. So, every Ephraim has to be a little Menashe. On the other hand, every Menashe be a little bit of Ephraim. Sikiris Yodov. That should be the goal of Yeshiva University. Sikiris Yodov. Simcha Elikim k'Ephraim v'Menashe. By all means, Yeshiva University should train engineers and sociologists and doctors and dentists and economists and even musicians. And I would suggest, I have another project for Yeshiva University. They should open up a school of diplomacy to train Kissingers, should be Bnei Torah. Then it will be, as I mentioned in the Droshe, at the reception that was given for Rabbi Leizer Shapiro Shlita and for me, the whole B'nayich L'Mudi Adishem, B'Ralticho B'nayich Alo B'Noyich, doesn't mean B'Noyich builders, all this means builders. It means B'Yahio intellectuals, Alticho B'nayich Alo B'Noyich. B'Noyich means your intellectuals, your understanders, from being, not from B'Noy, from being. And the Gemara in Yiddish says, B'No Nosnakri Vohu, Beisho Yesem Beish, Shenema Vayiven as Atzelo Ashalokach Meish, Leisho. So it appears from this Gemara that Vayiven is not to be understood in the sense of he built, but he endowed the ribs of Adam with superior intelligence. So Altikcha B'nayich Ala Boinoich, if the Boinoich, your intellectuals, your doctors and your dentists and your engineers and your economists and your sociologists and your businessmen, business people and your accountants and your musicians and the professors of literature and music and art will be Limud HaRishem, then the Rafrein B'Nayich. I think that if Yeshiva University would open up a school of diplomacy and train different as they taught, that will be colossal Kiddush Hashem. So there is a place for every branch of wisdom in Yeshiva University. But there is one thing which is not wisdom. He has no place in Yeshiva University. And that's Bible criticism and Talmud criticism. Even the Dvorim Tevim have no place because Kolvokin Shepokho Hamin Chuvosom Betidon. And it's Yeshad Milbren. We have to be on guard that not one seemingly Dorotei should be mentioned in the Holy Shaykh. There is no Mukbolim saying that in Tumeh there are senses of Dusha, but in Bible criticism and in Talmud criticism there are no senses of Dusha. It's Kule Tumeh, pure and simple, no senses of Dusha. So the goal of Yeshiva University should be the Simcha Elikim Kefraim Lechem Nashe. Yeshiva University should train Ephraim's big Menashe's, who should be little Ephraim's in Torah, and big Ephraim's, but little Menashe's in Chochmah.